This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
During World War II, the 332nd Fighter Group, known as the Tuskegee Airmen, became the first African-American pilot squadron in U.S. military history. Of the more than 1,000 barrier-breaking soldiers trained for battle, nearly 100 Tuskegee Airmen called Western Pennsylvania home. In 1940, the segregated U.S. military prohibited African-Americans from serving as pilots, but increased pressure from civil rights groups and the African-American media, including the Pittsburgh Courier, resulted in a project nicknamed the Tuskegee Experiment. Six historically black colleges participated in the pilot training program, and the first class of pilots graduated from the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama in 1942. Over the next 6 years, more than 1,000 men trained as pilots, navigators, bombardiers, mechanics, support staff, and instructors for the Tuskegee Airmen. Tuskegee pilots faced segregation and discrimination throughout the ranks, but the squadron came to be respected for their bravery and skill. In total, the Tuskegee Airmen completed more than 1,500 combat missions and earned numerous battle honors, including approximately 150 Distinguished Flying Crosses, 14 Bronze Stars, 744 Air Medals, and 8 Purple Hearts. In 2007, President George W. Bush presented Tuskegee Airmen with the Congressional Gold Medal. Of nearly 100 Tuskegee Airmen from Western Pennsylvania, 13 hailed from Homewood, 11 from the Hill District, 7 from Sewickley, 6 from Beltshoover, and 3 from the North Side. Learn more about Pittsburgh's impact on World War II in the Heinz History Center's long-term exhibition, Pittsburgh, A Tradition of Innovation.